an alternate savior of the world? Marxist communism purports to be the economic savior of the common man and woman, the economic savior because Marxist communism denies and derides the existence and the ways of God. Marx and the several variants of Marxism advocate the abolition of private property, the establishment of a classless society, and the collective ownership of the means of production. It falsely claims to eliminate class distinctions and distribute wealth according to individual needs rather than market competition. All of which, when implemented, would inevitably lead to anarchy, lawlessness, and societal chaos unless the state steps in and plays the role of savior policeman by imposing a suffocating two-tiered social caste of state and worker. This in turn brings ruthless dictatorial rule of law and order, enslavement, forced labor, and the threat of death. Over 250 million have been reportedly murdered by Marxism, Leninism, and communism, which leads to a hopeless poverty for the underclass. Observe the pattern. They, Marxist communists, create a problem, propose to solve the problem by imposing a remedy that leads to autocratic rule, Marxist communism in this case. This has always been the pattern for dictatorial tyrants. Yet here we are. 44% of Americans are now leaning toward socialism, which is the first necessary step to Marxist communism. As the saying goes, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. Oh, and newsflash, when was the last time you heard of someone running from a capitalist society in order to escape to a socialist, a Marxist-communist government? It always comes to them. Three snapshots of social constructs. A democratic republic and capitalism provides the potential for economic opportunity for all people. However, unless it is guided by Christian-inspired ethics and morals, leads to greed and economic oppression. A socialist government and society purports to offer equal distribution of goods and incomes. However, unless ruled by harsh elitist regulatory government, leads to anarchy, chaos, and death. But in the end always leads to autocratic oppression, lack, want, and hopelessness. A Marxist-communist system advocates the abolition of private property, the establishment of a classless society, and the collective ownership of the means of production. It aims to eliminate class distinctions and distribute wealth according to individual needs rather than market competition. The results have always been political oppression through threats of isolation or death, economic inefficiencies, and social inequalities, often resulting in authoritarian regimes that suppress individual rights. Critics argue that its focus on class struggle and economic determinism can lead to significant social dislocation and failure to address the complexities of human behavior and governance. In case you are wondering where your country is on the trek to destruction, consider these things which must occur as you slide into the jaws of Marxist communism. Take away a nation's heritage, and they are more easily persuaded. You can see this has and is happening as our historical landmarks are torn down, religious symbolism destroyed, rewriting of history. Communism begins where atheism begins. You can see this as church attendance is falling to dramatic lows. Over 50% of those attending church don't believe the Bible is true or that Jesus was born of a virgin, and more. The education of all children, from the moment that they can get along without a mother's care, shall be in state institutions. You can see this through government control of education, no child left behind, critical race theory taught at all levels of schools, National Association of Teachers, Marxists in Nature, Federal Education Department. We have no compassion, and we ask no compassion from you. When our turn comes, we shall not make excuses for the terror. You can see this through Black Lives Matter, Antifa, burning down our cities, killing people, defund police movement, murder in our streets, schools and churches, and the left blames the gun. The meaning of peace is the absence of opposition to socialism. This is the rally cry of the American Democrat Party. If you can cut the people off from their history, then they can be easily persuaded. You can see this through the revision of textbooks, historical data, historical sites. The democratic concept of man is false, because it is Christian. The democratic concept holds that each man is a sovereign being. This is the illusion, dream, and postulate of Christianity. You can see this through the perversions and the pagan practices which is being taught in schools, government, and many churches. There are, besides, eternal truths, such as freedom, etc., that are common to all states of society. Communism abolishes eternal truths, it abolishes all religion, and all morality, instead of constituting them on a new basis, it therefore acts in contradiction to all past historical experience. The communists everywhere support every revolutionary movement against the existing social and political order of things. They openly declare that their ends can be attained only by the forcible overthrow of all existing social conditions. A heavy or progressive or graduated income tax is necessary for the proper development of communism. Historically, the Democrats call this a fair tax, but imposes it on everyone at every income level. The first requisite for the happiness of the people is the abolition of religion. The 501c-3 provision in the tax code, implemented by Democrat President Lyndon B. Johnson, is one of the greatest attempts to mute or silence the pulpits in America. The unity is brought about by force. This is being done by the Democrats by weaponizing the Departments of Justice, Education, and the IRS. From each according to his abilities, to each according to his needs. This is the motto and rally cry of communism, and it is the written mandates of Social Security, socialized medicine, Obamacare, and scores of other social entitlements. There is no greater stupidity than for people to marry and so surrender themselves to the small miseries of domestic and private life. So the progressives adopted Marxist idealism and modified divorce laws to make marriage and divorce a convenience or an inconvenience. Our children suffer and perpetuate the harms done. Taxes are the source of life for the bureaucracy, the army and the court, in short, for the whole apparatus of the executive power. Strong government and heavy taxes are identical. This has always been the rally cry of Democrats. Now, please read these quotes by Vladimir Lenin. Give me your four-year-olds, and in a generation I will build a socialist state. Obviated by the various federal government-sponsored programs in primary education. We can and must write in a language which sows among the masses hate, revulsion, and scorn toward those who disagree with us. Once again, this vitriol is obvious in our leftist press and media, pitting Americans against Americans. The press should be not only a collective propagandist and a collective agitator, but also a collective organizer of the masses. Again, an obvious fact of life in American media. Why should freedom of speech and freedom of press be allowed? Why should a government which is doing what it believes to be right allow itself to be criticized? It would not allow opposition by lethal weapons. Ideas are much more fatal things than guns. Why should any man be allowed to buy a printing press and disseminate pernicious opinions calculated to embarrass the government? Hence, the muzzling of free speech and the implementation of hate speech laws. The way to crush the bourgeoisie is to grind them between the millstones of taxation and inflation. Just look at the history of taxation and the resulting inflation by the Democrat Party in general and the Biden administration in particular. One man with a gun can control 100 without one. Hence, ever-tightening gun control laws. As an ultimate objective, peace simply means communist world control. The liberals and Democrats cry peace at any cost, then wage war on their own citizens. Atheism is a natural and inseparable part of Marxism, of the theory and practice of scientific socialism. Our program necessarily includes the propaganda of atheism. It is, of course, much easier to shout, abuse, and howl than to attempt to relate, to explain. A tactic of Democrats everywhere. Medicine is the keystone of the arch of socialism. Obamacare. One of the basic conditions for the victory of socialism is the arming of the workers communist and the disarming of the bourgeoisie to the middle class. Again, the constant demand for gun control by the Democrat Party. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Think, rhinos. Republican in name only, they are the Trojan horse of the American Democrat Party, i.e., Marxists, and they are everywhere. There are no morals in politics, there is only expedience. A scoundrel may be of use to us just because he is a scoundrel. Bill Clinton, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden for examples. Here are their false promises, their Trojan horse, and it is now living in your home, in your schools, in your healthcare systems, in your churches. Please click the image. What are we to do? How to deal with Marxists within your church? How to resist? Your brother and friend, Mike Young.